Say welcome.
Welcome
to the Wagners. Good job.
Yeah. Here's your fruit snack. Pond five. You are listening to the first episode of Welcome to the Wagners with me, JB Wagner, and my beautiful smoking hot wife.
Hi, I'm Colby.
Colby Wagner. This is our first episode of our podcast. And Colby, what are we going to be talking about on here besides Flat Earth and why it's real and why we're all in a hoax with the government?
Just talking about being parents and married life and survival.
Survival, a lot of survival. In marriage, in parenting, raising a kids.
Yep, trying to balance having some kind of personal life and personal life. Also being mama and dada and also being
trying to make friends in a new place.
Yes.
Just recently moved, so there's a lot of that happening. But yeah, so let's get into it. So we've been here how many months? How many months ago did we move to Nashville?
Nine months ago?
Can we do math on a Sunday afternoon sitting on the couch?
August, September, October, November, April. Yeah, 9 months.
Well, and let me say for the 100th time that we were completely undersold on how much it rains here.
Yes, that is correct.
That's correct. That's correct. You don't have anything to add?
And this
add?
Is coming from someone who lived in Washington for a period of time, and this is a lot of rain.
Yeah, like you told me something crazy that it rains more here than...
It's like something like they get more annual inches of rain a year than Seattle gets.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
Like seriously, why has no one gotten on a PR team and started like making this a bigger deal?
Like, well, they probably don't want people to know how much it rains here.
Why? So now we've gone into conspiracy mode. That took about a minute and a half. Now we're in conspiracy mode, which you love.
The powers that be in Nashville, Tennessee.
The powers that be in Nashville, Tennessee are not letting you know as citizens of this great state, of the great United States, that it rains more here.
Well, anyone with Google can look this information up. No, but it's not a secret.
Are you sure? Because I feel like I did a lot of research on Nashville and Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. Maybe is it different being in Middle Tennessee versus like
Eastern or Western?
I
would assume the weather's slightly different. I think Eastern Tennessee, you're going to get more weather like North Carolina, South Carolina's kind of weather there.
Gotcha.
But anytime there's been like a big storm where we're getting like a tornado warning, you can see on the map like it's pretty much coming from Memphis across the state
and coming up, and with our family that's in Little Rock, they basically get everything.
They get the storm. Yeah, they get the storm first, like usually the day before. I can see they've got the storm, and then within 24 hours, it's hit us.
Yeah, because Elaine and the girls were dancing in their apartment yesterday.
Yep, with the rain,
and we're like, oh, well,
we're gonna
this
get some
Instagram
rain.
Story is gonna be more accurate probably than the weather forecasters. So I've experienced it several times because I grew up in Indiana, but you had to experience something twice so far, which is a tornado, not a tornado watch, but a tornado warning.
And one time was like full on sirens outside.
Well, we had sirens this last time too.
Oh, did we? I didn't hear them.
It wasn't very long though. Mm. What was that first
one? Well, the first one was like confirmed touchdown. It was pretty scary.
Not good touchdown, like actually touching down and destroying stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the next day, I couldn't find any record, any physical like evidence of it. Like there were no photos, no video of it. Granted, it was at night, but
I think because there's so much space in the state, like there's so much area that doesn't have like houses and stuff like that. So like a tornado could touch down and you not really see any damage because there's no like structures that got hit. Like it's just like open field.
Yeah. Was it weird? Was it like terrifying to you to go through?
I get kind of stressed out.
Kind of stressed out?
Mostly because I have a child and I'm currently carrying a child.
The first time? Were we pregnant then? I tried to say I, but that first pregnancy, you made me change it to we.
Yeah.
We are pregnant.
We are pregnant.
Not you are pregnant.
It's uterus, not you to you. You to you.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. So anyways, how freaked out were you?
I think that first time it was still like kind of new. So it was like, oh, I don't know what to expect. I think we're probably safe. I just sit in our bathroom and with.
But it was enough to go get Buddy and go.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
Pull him into the bathroom closet.
Yeah. Got our
closet,
son.
Bathroom, and whatever it's called.
Sat in the bath, woke him up from he was sleeping.
So he was in a daze. And then we had the TV going on in the living room loud so we could hear it. Then I would venture out. Bill, well, you did not leave that bathroom.
No. As soon as they're like, get into your shelter. I am not leaving my shelter until my section has been cleared.
Until your section has been cleared. It took a while.
That first one was long. We were in the bathroom for like an hour.
Or maybe they just like warned us really far in advance. Maybe the touchdown was far enough in advance early that like the second one that we just experienced a couple weeks ago, it was here and gone really quickly.
Yeah, we had like 2 minutes to get into the bathroom before they were like, okay, this section, it's time for you to take shelter. I was like, oh, that's 2 minutes.
My little weather app was like, it keeps bombing me every time there's a pollen update on that. And
pollen is serious business.
It's super serious business. And so I was just like, oh, another pollen update. Oh, no, this is a... Oh, there was no warning. There was no watch. There was no watch. It was just straight warning.
It was just
warning.
Like straight.
Like, okay.
Get sheltered right now.
Yeah.
But that second one didn't have a touchdown at all. Or a confirmed touchdown.
No touchdown. It was over really quickly. I don't even think I was in the bathroom for very long. I went outside and like walked around and took some photos. And other people
were
outside.
Yeah, and left your pregnant wife and toddler in the house. With no news source.
No news source?
The news source with him.
I took the news with me.
It was on his phone.
I was not paying attention to whether or not you were waiting intently.
Yeah, so all I can hear is like rain and wind blowing. My husband's nowhere to be seen. Thunder and lightning. And I've got a 2-year-old in a bathroom.
Well, because we don't have an antenna. Like the antennas, for whatever reason, in this area are dumb, or the broadcasters in this area are just horrible at their jobs. Because I picked out like a 60-mile radius, like distance, should be able to pick up.
Like on the box, they're like,
on the box,
we guarantee you will get a signal.
If you're in 60 miles, and we're within 31 miles.
The highest capacity
and
antenna.
Nothing. Nothing from where we're at. Just like,
not even QVC.
Not even QVC. and so like literally the only news station we have is we pay for CBS All Access so Colby can watch 48 hours and watch people get killed. And stuff.
I don't like to watch people get killed. I like the investigation
into it. So we got that. So that's how we were watching the news. Oh, and also for sports.
Yeah,
we watched it for sports. And now Twilight Zone.
Oh, Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. That's a good segue. Going from weird Nashville weather to tornadoes to Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm. You grew up on the Twilight Zone, didn't you?
Yes. My mom watched has seen every single episode when she was a child on TV before you could Netflix everything. She had managed to track down every single episode. So then she imparted that.
She passed that down. That was her. That was the lineage she gave to you.
Yeah, the lineage she passed to me. That and the Amityville Horror and Carrie.
All the horror loves of your life. although you've had to fast from that while having a baby because you don't want that in your womb.
Yeah. We don't want a Rosemary's Baby situation.
So Twilight Zone, were you nervous about Jordan Peele?
No, I had total trust.
You had full faith in Mr. Jordan, Jordan.
Yes.
You were like,
after seeing Get Out, there's really nothing he could do wrong in my book. He's a genius.
You should probably cross your... Not that... Just kidding.
Okay, another reason my husband's mean is he went and saw Us without me.
Because you didn't want to go because you didn't want anything scary.
No, I want to go. It just wasn't a convenient time for me to go because we didn't have a sitter and you wanted to go see it.
I feel like I asked you if you wanted to go, like if you wanted me to wait to go. And you said, yeah, sure, go ahead.
No, that was not a conversation that ever happened. No.
I feel like we had a conversation before.
It's okay. It's fine.
I thought we had a conversation.
But you're just not allowed to talk about it until I get to see it.
And now I have to watch it. I don't really love horror films. And now I have to watch it.
Don't go see horror movies without your wife who loves horror movies.
I offered that you can watch it by yourself.
No, I want to watch it with you.
But I don't want to watch. Can I have blindfolders?
Is it that scary? Blindfolders?
Can I have blind folders? Just like blank folders.
Do you remember in elementary school when you take a test and the teacher would put up like a little divider thing on each desk so you couldn't cheat?
Oh,
I think those are called blindfolders.
You'd put your trapper keeper up to block.
So
people couldn't see.
Cheating Chelsea couldn't look at your test.
Was that a real person? Was that like the music industry's Becky
It's like Negative Nancy or Debbie Downer.
Cheating Chelsea. Well, there's a lot of Chelseas in the world that are pretty offended by...
I'm sorry if your name is Chelsea and you are not a cheater. My apologies.
Cheating Chelsea. That is a new term that I did not know was a real thing.
Well, I just made it up.
Twilight.
Hashtag copyright.
Oh, yeah. So Twilight Zone. We watched the first two episodes and you had a definitive feeling after the first minutes into the first one. How you felt about it.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it. It was everything I was hoping Twilight Zone would be. It was like, just on the surface, you could enjoy it as just a basic story, an intriguing story. But then like the more you chewed on it, the more you like just could see. It's deep. That first episode's really deep.
How does it compare? Because it's kind of in a similar vein, yet not as technology driven to Black Mirror. Is that why you like Black Mirror?
It's definitely the Twilight Zone-y kind of feel that Black Mirror has. But with Black Mirror, it's all tech driven. So it's like when technology goes too far, what can happen to us as human beings?
Obviously, Twilight Zone is more diverse.
Yeah.
What makes Twilight Zone what it is? Like, what makes it you could recognize, oh, this is the Twilight Zone? Is it just because it's so different or bizarre?
It's the idea of what can happen when the universe doesn't function the way we expect it to function, when gravity doesn't work the way we expect gravity to work, when scientific law gets thrown out the window and something happens that shouldn't happen. Gotcha. Wherein you realize you're not in the physical world anymore.
What is one of your more favorite Twilight Zone old episodes?
My all-time favorite is there. You've got this gangster guy, real bad guy, killed people. He's robbed people, really bad guy. At the very beginning of the episode, he gets shot down and he's dead.
And I think we watched this one together.
I'm pretty sure I've made you watch this one because it's my favorite episode. And So he goes into the afterlife and he's getting everything he wants, like girls and money and good food and alcohol and gambling. And he's just like so overwhelmed that he got to go to heaven. It's like, I can't believe I got to go to the good place. This is awesome.
The good place.
And he's kind of got like a spirit guide while he's there. And the spirit guide's helping him realize all the things that he can have in the afterlife. And finally, at the end of it, the spirit guide goes, what makes you think you made it to the good place? And turns out he's actually in hell. And the real hell is getting everything you've ever desired, because it loses all its pleasure
all
for
its
you.
All its joy, yeah.
Yeah, when you don't have to work for it, when all he has to do is like think about wanting something and it instantly appears. He doesn't have any motivation to work for anything. Or
we definitely watched it. I think that's one of three total Twilight Zone episodes I've ever watched. And most of them were with you. I don't remember ever watching Twilight Zone other than that and the little intro when you go on Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
not Haunted Mansion.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror, which may rest in peace.
That broke my heart.
That broke your heart. Yeah. So Twilight. So if you would go on the previously named Tower of Terror, now Guardians of the Galaxy or Escape. Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. It's Guardians of the Galaxy
ride at Disney. Used to be Tower of Terror, and it was themed after the Twilight Zone. I remember it was a really dark day for you.
I would not go on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride for the longest time because in protest.
Did we actually go?
We did finally when we left California, our last trip that we went. I was like, okay, well, I got to go because who knows when I'm going to ever get to come back to this beautiful place.
Wait a minute, you calling it beautiful Disney.
Disney, yeah.
Disney, not the state of California, just
no,
Disney.
Not a state, just Disney.
Yeah, because you've had a lot of choice words for California since we left.
I've moved on.
Colby is a stricken lover who has been left to shambles by the government and politics and everything else about the state. Other than the beaches and Disneyland. But you've had some very choice words for...
Yeah, I'm done with it.
You're done with it. You moved on. You found a new person that you've welcomed into your life, aka...
A new state.
Yes. State of Tennessee. I told you that I thought we should have a piece of this show be a meme corner.
With my favorite memes.
With your favorite memes. Like, just like one meme. Like, what's a meme you've seen recently that just like made you laugh really hard? Or you've, because you send me stuff on Instagram a lot.
Yeah, I send you a lot of memes.
Now, granted, I send a lot back. We are, we'll do a shout out for John Crist. Like, we should start this with a shout out to John Crist, comedian. I have a moral code where I don't like Christian comedians or movies.
Well, let's just be honest.
On
any Christian
anything
driven thing, entertainment type thing.
I am a Christian and I still loathe most Christian entertainment.
Yes.
The options that are out there. Just going to throw that out there. Give a shout out to John Crist and to Angela Johnson, who had a very good stand up that we went and saw. We were dating. And I wore that horrible brown plaid shirt that you hated. It was my traveling shirt. And you made me go to H&M and buy a shirt before we could go in public because your friend bailed on you.
Yeah.
And Judy went with us too, right? She was on that, and then your other.
Judy.
Okay.
Yep.
Just double checking. Hi, Judy. But John Crist has a special place in my heart because I saw him at Catalyst a couple of years ago at a big conference, leadership conference, and he came and spoke, and he did stand up at it. And he said, "Hey, is this the line? Is this the line I'm not supposed to cross? Okay, well, I'm two steps beyond that now. So just letting you know that." Like, he just kept pushing the boundaries and then stepping over, then coming back, and you just love him for it. And
yeah.
He's really blown up since then. Like, I saw him when he was first starting to start making more ground, or maybe I was just late to the party. It very well could have been, but I came home and was like, baby, you have got to watch.
Yeah, I feel like I had like kind of stumbled on a couple quick
now
things.
He's everywhere. And Instagram knows we love him. And so he throws even more of his stuff our directions.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
The t-shirts people come up with, that was definitely a good one. Someone came to his shirt with a shirt that, wearing a shirt that said, what was it? Junkrat's Instagram is as long as... Okay, this is going to be bad now. I can't even think of any memes.
Well, I like the one that was like, I hope your prayer life's as strong as Junkrat's Insta-story.
Insta-story. Yep.
He's notorious for very long Insta-stories.
Yep.
Like rants and McDonald's.
His one rant he did recently on the Enneagram, which I love
was
the Enneagram.
So spot on.
It's been very helpful for me recently.
We'll have to do a podcast episode about the Enneagram.
About the Enneagram, yes. It was just really on point. His rants about, I'm a three and I can't do this. Like, no, you're just a horrible person and you're selfish. You need to get with the program. It was really good. But his stuff about Walmart he did yesterday.
Oh yeah,
was phenomenal.
He stumbled across the Walmart museum.
There's a Walmart museum in Arkansas that it.
And it was pretty funny.
So that's someone I would suggest you go check out. But our son is up now, so we can't really, not the son outside, but our actual child is up and he is kicking and screaming. So we'll have to depart there.
Sign off.
We'll have to sign off with
that.
We'll
have to come up with a catchy little sign off
thing.
Like that one's like Taken. I'm pretty sure that's like how Looney Tunes signs off. That's Mario.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, so thank you for listening to our very first episode of Welcome to the Wagners with, is it JB and Colby or Colby and JB? How are we?
JB and Colby sounds, it flows better.
JB and Colby?
Yes.
So we got the initials first. Then you're not like,
but now you just like, what if I wanted to come up with a pseudonym and you just blew it? Now everybody knows my real name.
We can just scratch this from the from the recording and do it later. But there we go. This is the first ever episode. It may or may not air ever because Colby has told me that you get veto rights. We may record several of these and none of them will go out live ever. Or we'll just send them to our friends and colleagues and
they can laugh at us.
And they can laugh at us and feel like they're in the room. It's like, yep, that's who these people are, because we literally have our phones. Colby's holding hers. I told her she could just put it in her shirt, but she wanted to hold the phone. Mine is in my pocket. And so I have, even though my left hand has not moved this entire time, my right hand is
very animated.
Very animated. And if you would like to sponsor this program, we are looking for suitors so that we can pay off my college loan and other debts we have and buy a home. So thanks for listening. Bye.
Bond 5.